All right. It's been a cage time. Time for another Dr. Varga podcast. I'm host Dr. Varga, and this episode we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff in the news, sports, and everything else. Firstly, I had a very busy Memorial Day weekend. I went to a bicycle pub crawl birthday party on Saturday night, and I'm going to be talking about that later. And as well as last night's recording session and barbecue, and then today I was helping my friend Ariana in her classroom for a good part of the day, and we basically had a good talk. I'll leave it at that. Things are in motion. We're in slow motion, baby. it's gonna be very fun in the next few weeks. I'll leave it at that. I finally have I'll talk about it later. I don't want to get too detailed into this, but it's gonna be fun. Anyways, in the news, Sanctuary City's uproar. Protesters opposing new crackdown in Texas interrupt House session. So basically, they're protesting the anti-Sanctuary City's mindset of the president. But, yeah, that's basically what's going on. Oh, and of course, here's the other one. Jared Kushner, what was not his idea, Russians brought up the secure channel, according to a source. So, wait a minute. If Kushner said it was the Russians' idea, why are they going after him? Have they made the secure channel? If they have, then anybody onto something. But I don't think they have. So basically, he's clear. Move on. Oh yeah, and there's a new ISIS hotbed in Philippines. After apparently they had a beheading over there. You know, I'm sick of these ISIS people, man. They need to just bomb the crap out of them. I mean, seriously, drop the mother all bombs on them. Just like he did the Taliban in Afghanistan. Just get Trump angry. This is like what we need to do. Howard Stern was talking about this after 9/11 on his 9/11 broadcast, which is like the greatest radio episode ever, other than Orson Welles' War of the Worlds news theater story that everybody thought was real, but it wasn't. I mean, seriously, Trump, he said that we need an angry president. A president who's not going to mess around. And I think we got that now. He might not be the best, but as far as like this kind of stuff, I think he's the type of mentality that we need. You need to be effing around with nothing, you know what I mean? That is one area I do agree with him with. We just need to bomb the, you know what, out of ISIS. And he is red on. I mean, I'm 100% anti-ISIS. So, you know, President, get the mother all bombed and drop it on him again. Anyways, another news story is zookeeper tragedy. Woman killed after tiger enters enclosure in UK. And I saw this on the news, and I haven't got a chance to read it yet. Let's see. Hammerton Zoo Park. Zookeeper killed by tiger in enclosure in UK. The tiger killed a female zookeeper after the animal entered an enclosure she was in at the zoo in England. Police arrived at the Hammerton Zoo about 11:15 a.m., which is, it's located 80 miles north of London, after they received reports of a serious incident. Visitors were evacuated, and the staff was very calm and professional. And the zoo said in a statement, appeared to be a freak accident, and a full investigation will be conducted. So they didn't provide any details about the tiger involved either. So yeah, that's what was going on there. Oh yeah, Tiger Woods got arrested for DUI. I remember when Tiger Woods, man, he used to be the best golfer in the world. He's like the LeBron of golfing. He's like Michael Jordan. I mean, he was one of the greatest athletes in the world. And then he had his scandal with these prostitutes and affairs and whatnot. And now look at how far the mighty has fallen. You know what I mean? I mean, this dude's like literally just totally ruined his career, and he's hitting the nadir point right now. Another freaky thing, a 10-year-old boy flew off a water slide in California, so that was Crazy. And Frank DeFord, longtime sportscaster, is dead at 78. And John Noakes, Blue Peter presenter, dead at 83. So we got some celebrity deaths. Let's see here. President Trump gave his Memorial Day address at Arlington National Cemetery. He proclaims that Memorial Day 2017 as a day of prayer for permanent peace. So he said that, even though this dude, he's just going to bomb the crap out of ISIS tomorrow. We're going to have permanent peace after he bombed the crap out of everybody. And Vice President Mike Pence hosted the annual Project Hero Memorial Day bike ride. And then JFK was life and legacy remembered on the 35th president's 100th birthday. It would have been his 100th birthday. And then police also released new photos of the Manchester bomber with blue suitcase. So that's what's going on with that. And then in Indy 500, Japanese racer Takuma Sato won the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. That was his first Indy 500, by the way. And speaking of first wins, Austin Dillon won his first NASCAR race. And he won it in the Coca-Cola 600 yesterday. So that's what was going on there. Because yesterday was a big day for us petrol heads out there. And the winner of the Monaco Grand Prix was Sebastian Vettel for Ferrari. And he stretched his championship lead over his teammate Kimi Raikkonen, who's also in Ferrari. So that's what's going on with that. I don't see Lewis Hamilton's ranked 7th. Wow. I didn't expect that. I mean, whoa. All right. But yeah, that's what happened in Monaco Grand Prix. So we had the big 3 races yesterday. So yeah, big day for racing. And then Mississippi shooting a rampage that left 8 dead. That was crazy. I think that was it. Right, North Korea had another missile test, too. And Japan said it's going to take action with the U.S. So we're allied with Japan against North Korea. Japan is with us. So, honestly, I like how Trump's handling North Korea. That's another thing I wanted to mention. Honestly, I think that we've been too lenient with them. So I really like how he's, like, taking a hard line with them, because that's what honestly needed to happen. So kudos. President's not been the best, but I do like what he's doing with some of these more aggressive like nations and groups and whatnot. So he's definitely got the right idea about that stuff, but he could use some work on everything else. So that's my Trump spiel for tonight. Oh, yeah, Miami's 44-year baseball tournament run ended in sports. And also in sports, the Stanley Cup Finals in NHL started today, and the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Nashville Predators by a score of 5-3. So Pittsburgh leads the Stanley Cup Finals by 1-0. Game 2, it will be on Wednesday night. And on Thursday night, NBA Finals starts up, featuring the best basketball player in the world, LeBron James, who I'm predicting will win again. He's going to win it again. And there was a base brawl. Bryce Harper started a bench-clearing brawl with Hunter Strickland after he got planked by a pitch. And, like, he threw his hat, and his hat, like, went the wrong way. And then they started punching at each other. It was a total massive melee. I watched a video of it earlier, and it was just crazy. It was literally crazy. I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. And it was just nuts. I mean, holy moly. What in the heck is going on? Oh, man, I'm missing The Bachelorette right now. I totally spaced it. It was on tonight. I'll watch it on Hulu tomorrow. And I'll podcast about that. Because I'll do a Bachelorette episode tomorrow. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. Let's see. Let me talk about my weekend. I didn't go out Friday. So, that's that was a rarity. I mean, I was tired. I had water day and field day at school. So, I just stayed home and did 3 podcasts. Oh, man. And then also I want to talk about the Saturday night bicycle pub crawl that we did. It's for my friend Jill's birthday. Jill's been on the podcast. It was pretty good. It went smoothly. The only chaos was the Dr. Kavarga debit card adventure. So let me go into that. Okay, we hit up first, went to Tumeric, which is an Indian bar / restaurant. It was real chill. I liked it. Like the decor. Service was great. Then we went to Atomic Liquors, which has kind of like a atomic age type theme, and I loved it. The lights were great. The drink specials were great. It was fantastic. It was definitely a very, more like my kind of bar, you know what I mean? Then after that, we went to Container Park. We were going down slides, and then my friend's boys showed up. And my nicknames for him were Fred Flintstone and Eric Trump, because that's who they look like. I'm not talking about the John Goodman Fred Flintstone. I'm talking about the second Flintstone movie from the 90s. Let me look up this dude's name. He looked like the dude from that movie, man. I'm not kidding, man. I'm so not kidding. I swear to God, it looked like the new Fred Flintstone. Let me find this dude. It was the Viva Rock Vegas one, I think. Look. I think that's the one. I'm looking up the Flintstones movie. Viva Rock Vegas. It's got to be this dude from this one. Take a look. Let me take a look. I know it's not John Goodman. Oh, is it Mark Addy? Yeah, it is Mark Addy. He looks like Mark Addy. He's this Fred Flintstone from Viva Rock Vegas. the dude looked like Eric Trump. Man. Bet I'm going to hell. yeah, so that's what was going on with that. And then we went to go eat some Mexican food, but somehow after ordering my drinks, my debit card disappeared. And after we got to the next stop, I realized I didn't have it. And then they said my blonde friend had it, and none of my blonde friends had it. So I wandered back over there. It took about 15 minutes. In the darkness and drunkenness, and somehow I made it, and I got in, and then they didn't have it, so I had to go back, double back, and get to it. So I lost that. Then I ended up back at Nacho Daddy. Thank you, Jess, for telling me where we were at. And I was just talking with a few of the people there. Luckily, I was running organized party, so I had money on me, so I'm good to go for the week. Then let's see what else is going on. Then after that, Nacho Daddy was good. I liked the food there. It was definitely good food. And then after that, we went to the Gold Spike. Gold Spike is like probably the best place down there. I mean, I'm definitely a fan of it. And that place that's definitely the busiest place, I'd say. Like overall. And so that's where we ended up at the end of the night. Like, I was one of the last few people left, but honestly, I just left because I thought about left, so I just left too. But overall, it was a pretty good birthday party. Then yesterday, we had Swins on the podcast. Look up I Am Swins on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. In fact, I need to look him up on Twitter, see if he's on there. But, yes, he was a great guest. He used to be on Jabberwockies. He's working in China at a dance academy. Dude's like all over the world. I mean, literally, he's like worldwide. I just followed him on Twitter. Yeah, I Am Swins at Twitter. On Twitter, just look up I Am Swins. He's also on Instagram as I Am Swins. Yeah, his YouTube channel link is also on his Twitter account. You know, you look up, it'll say Swins John Charles. He used to be in the Jabberwockies. He's actor, dancer, poet, and he's doing an action movie, or like an acting movie in New York currently, and then he was going to be going to China. So that's what's going on with that. And then after that, I went to a barbecue at my friend's house and got a little crazy with the vodka, but overall it was fine. Yeah. And then I was talking with Michelle, who's going to be hosting the podcast next week with me, her and her sister. I forget what her sister's code name was. But, yeah. We were just talking and chilling out, and then we were trying to figure out what we thought. Well, her birthday party was kind of crazy, and we thought that her, like, going by a message I got the next day, like, I know I did something that night. You can pretty much guess what. I thought it was with her sister Jazz, who's been on the podcast, but it turns out it's not. So now I'm, like, freaking out. I was freaking out when she told me that. Like, I thought, you know, she's joking now. But I was, like, freaking out about that. I don't know how that came up in the conversation. Oh, that's right, because we were talking about the birthday party the night before. So then they brought up her birthday party, and he says, like, did he know that the doctor and Jazz got it on? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm just going by, like, what I heard. Because she sent me, like, a joking text message the next day. So, of course, naturally I'm going to think that, oh, that would make sense. Because, like, she was sleeping next to me in the bed. But it turns out it's not. So now I'm like, okay, what did I do? Like, literally, what did I do? Because, like, stuff was missing. You pretty much guess what with that as well. Something was missing from my pocket. Two things, actually. Doctor. So now I'm, like, freaking out, like, uh-oh, what did I do? So that's the big mystery right now. I hope we get that. I'll probably never know, but something went down, and I want to know what. Believe it. And so, yeah, that's what's going on with that, and I've been dealing with the fallout of that today. I don't know. I got my response typed up. Yeah, I'll send it. Who cares? It's the truth, so, you know. Sorry, Jazz. And then, let's see what else is going on. Tomorrow I got kindergarten graduation at my school, so that's going to be insane in the membrane. And then I got summer break starting up in a few more days. So that's what's going on with that. And then there's like a... Everybody thinks my friends Rob and Jill are dating. This is the funniest thing ever. I love the comments. She looks like a keeper. Still don't understand how you got her, bro. And then Mary's bugging's like she's a friend of his. It's the greatest thing ever. Somebody else texted me about that too on a Facebook Messenger. Our friend Art, shout out to Art, who I used to hang out with like every week. And then, looks like the girls are posting things again, but, that's the other thing that was going on today. My, friend Ariadne, we were talking, and we were on the same page with a lot of stuff. So I think a few people who were, I think some people might need to watch out, because stuff is going to be on another level very shortly. But I'm very excited to see where things go. Things are going to be fantastic. I finally got a wing woman. Yeah, that's the cat of the bag. I got a wing woman now. And she's basically right when she said that I need somebody who's like her but 10 years older. And she needs somebody like me who's 10 years younger, because we've basically got the same mentality, just different age groups. But we're on the same page, so everybody better watch out, because it's going to be taken over very shortly, and I cannot wait to see what happens. And then, there's been a lot going on. I mean, there's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to begin and end it, all right? And this is the truth. I do not know where to even begin with this. So that's what's going on with that. And then, I think that I'm going to end it there. But there is a lot going on. I mean, I literally am just pumped up. But yeah, I'll keep everybody updated on what the game plan is and what's going on. but I finally have a partner in crime now. So everybody had better just get ready for awesome stories on the podcast. I'll leave it at that. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kings of Our Crowns podcast, recording this Sunday with myself, Sir William, and our guest, Michelle, her sister. Maybe Jazz will be coming in. Maybe a few other people. But get ready for awesome. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. And happy Memorial Day. Shout out to all the veterans out there. And past, present, and future members of the United States military, including Ben-Hur. I'm going to see if we can get him on next week, hopefully. But, yeah, things are looking very, very good. And also, shout out to I Am Swins at Instagram and Twitter. We're going to have him back on, and he's going to be partying with the doctor very soon here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, yeah, peace out, peeps. Have a good one. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend.